Today in Security from Wired.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. Shiny Hunters is a hacking group on a data breach spree. In the first 2 weeks of May, they've hit the dark web, hawking 200 million stolen records from over a dozen companies. By Lily Hay Newman. Data breaches have become an all-too-common threat in recent years, exposing personal information through attacks on companies and institutions. Some of these assaults are the result of sophisticated nation-state espionage operations, while others are fueled by online criminals hoping to sell the stolen data. Over the first 2 weeks of May, a hacking group called Shiny Hunters has been on a rampage, hawking what it claims is close to 200 million stolen records from at least 13 companies. Such binges aren't unprecedented in the dark web stolen data economy, but they're a crucial driver of identity theft and fraud. Without new breaches, user details that are already in circulation, like account login credentials, names, addresses, phone numbers, and credit card data, simply get repackaged again and again and passed around criminal forums at lower cost. Fresh data is like gold. But while Shiny Hunters came on strong in early May, dropping trove after trove of freshly stolen data, the group now seems to have gone quiet. What's interesting about this is how this group appeared out of nowhere and had all this new data for sale, says Vinny Troia, CEO of the IT security firm Night Lion Security, who has been tracking Shiny Hunters. I always find that as an immediate flag. Nobody just drops into the scene with all this stuff, so that's why I don't believe Shiny is a new player to this market. On May 1, Shiny Hunters emerged with a sample of 15 million customer data records stolen from the Indonesian e-commerce site Tokopedia. 2 days later, the hackers started selling what it claimed was the full trove of 91 million Tokopedia user accounts on the popular dark web marketplace Empire. On the same day, the group also began selling a trove of almost 22 million user accounts grabbed from the Indian education platform Unacademy. Both companies have confirmed the breaches, though Unacademy says the number of affected users is 11 million. The two data dumps contained passwords, but they are hashed and difficult to crack. The troves also contain information like usernames, email addresses, full names, account creation date, last login, plus phone numbers, and dates of birth in the case of Tokopedia. Shiny Hunters then claimed on May 6 to have stolen over 500 gigabytes of Microsoft source code from the company's private GitHub account. The group circulated 1 gigabyte of the data that appeared legitimate, but researchers later concluded that the materials were largely sample projects and code snippets that were intended for publication anyway. "We're aware of these claims and are investigating," Microsoft told Wired in a statement. "Should we identify any directly impacted customers, we will contact them via established channels." After generating buzz from these early disclosures, Shiny Hunters went on a tear over the following week, stating that it had data from 10 more sites, including dating app Zoosk, meal kit company Home Chef, design focus marketplace Minted, Minnesota Star Tribune newspaper, health and wellness site Mindful, photo printing service Chatbooks, and the web publication Chronicle of Higher Education. Not all of the companies have acknowledged Shiny Hunters' claims, but more and more have gone public over the last 2 weeks with confirmations. On Wednesday, Home Chef said in a statement, "We recently learned of a data security incident impacting select customer information. Based on the information known to date, the following information was impacted in the incident: email address, name, and phone number, encrypted passwords, the last 4 digits of credit card numbers, other account information such as frequency of deliveries and mailing address may also have been compromised." Chatbooks put out a similar statement last week. "We found that the breach occurred on March 26, 2020, and that the stolen information appears to consist primarily of Chatbooks' login credentials, including names, email addresses, and individually salted and hashed passwords," the company said. Additionally, for a small portion of the affected records, some phone numbers, Facebook IDs, and inactive social media access and merchant tokens were also stolen. No payment or credit card information was compromised in any way. An entity claiming to be a member of Shiny Hunters said in an instant message conversation with Wired that it is not too hard to breach so many organizations. It's just a way to make money, but if companies are afraid and want their database taken off the market, they can contact me for an agreement. It has been done recently and both sides were satisfied, the group said. Night Lions Troya and other researchers said they haven't seen evidence in dark web forums that Shiny Hunters has actually brokered any such deals, but it's possible. Those transactions are often done quietly, similar to the silence around victims paying ransomware actors. Zach Allen, director of threat intelligence at the security firm ZeroFox, says that Shiny Hunter's strategy of building hype on different forums and ginning up press attention is an increasingly common approach for such data thieves. For example, Shiny Hunters dubbed the early May disclosures Stage 1 and indicated that more was to come. The public relations push and staggered release are reminiscent of methods used by the incredibly prolific data dumpers known as Gnostic players, who started selling almost a billion stolen records from numerous companies in a short period of time last year. Shiny Hunters also promoted its stolen data using a few personas on open, highly trafficked platforms like Raid forums, in addition to more elite dark web marketplaces like Empire. It definitely does not happen every day that a new actor like this shows up, ZeroFox's Allen says. But I think a lot of cybercrime is going to start going public even more just because it's really good hype. Allen points out, though, that based on visible cryptocurrency payments, it doesn't look like Shiny Hunters has so far been wildly successful at selling its data, amassing tens of thousands of dollars, but nothing like the hundreds of thousands other groups have made. And he says that the pricing schemes for the troves seem amateurish, with some data overvalued and some undervalued. Night Lions Troya says the person or people behind Shiny Hunters are displaying much of the same behavior he observed in tracking other dark web data brokers, particularly Gnostic players. But he suggests that this recent data may not have been as appealing to potential buyers since so many of the troves contain strongly hashed passwords. The Shiny Hunters entity Wired messaged with last week said that it is inspired by Gnostic players, but denied any connection. The persona said Shiny Hunters doesn't fear getting caught, even though it is aware that other data brokers have been arrested. But as its hacking spree has seemingly stalled, the Shiny Hunters entity has become more subdued in conversation. To a question on Tuesday about whether the second stage will be released soon, the actor simply replied, "No." But when asked if the trove will drop eventually, the group had an equally straightforward reply, yes. Though most of the confirmed Shiny Hunters breaches don't reveal plain text passwords, many of the affected companies are still advising that users change their password just in case. It's always a worthwhile step to take if you have an account with one of the victim organizations and want to be cautious. And it's easy to do if you have a password manager set up. If not, get on that. Given that Shiny Hunter's stolen data can be used to help a hacker impersonate you, like names, home addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth, and that some of the breaches included the last four digits of credit card numbers, you should also keep an eye on your financial statements if you have an account with any of the impacted companies. The Shiny Hunter's data itself doesn't offer scammers a direct path to easy fraud, but it still builds out the universe of possible options for criminals. And whether it's Shiny Hunters or another actor doing the dumping, there always seems to be someone who's motivated to steal data for the selling. From PR.